Mishnah says in Ovis, Herek Dalet, Yovah Sha'achas, Mitshuva Masim Tovim, Mikol Chaye Olam Abba, Yovah Sha'achas Shal Keres Ruch, Mikol Chaye Olam Abba, Keres Ruch Olam Abba, Mikol Chaye Olam Azeh. When you compare two things, you say this is better than that. There has to be makom dimyon. There has to be makom that you can. That there's, you know, you, I can tell you I like this food better than that food. I can't tell you I like this food better than this food better than I like discussing food. I can't discuss I like this type of food better than I like something else which is not an inyan of food. I can compare things of pleasure to things of pleasure. I can compare things of value to things of value. That you have to find the makom dimyon when you want to compare two things. You have to find the makom dimyon. Tshuva and masim tovim is the world of avoda. The olam haba is the world of skar. It's the world of so. The Mishnah says that yafa shachas of tshuva masim tovim by olam hazeh mikol chayir olam haba. Chayim Abba is the world of Skar. This is the world of Avoida. What's the makom dimyon between the two points? They don't sit there. At first, it doesn't seem that there's a clear place where the two things are touching to each other. There's a Gemara in Makkos. At the end of Setas Makos, the Mor starts off and says that there's Taryak Mitzvahs. Teretzi Balon Moshe is Gematria 611, and Anoichi and Loyir Lucha was Moshe. That was was directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Teretzi Balon Moshe is Moshe taught us 611. Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught us two directly, 613. The Gemara continues down the Yamad. The Mor says that David came and he took the 613 mitzvahs and he reduced them to 11. He brings the capital and goes through the whole capital. How the David, boy Yeshayah and Midmal Sheish. The word keeps going down. So the word says, Bo Amos v'hamidin alachas. Amos came and he was maimed the whole Torah kula into one point. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Karmar Kishab lebeis Yisrael, Dirshuni v'chyu. Seek me and you will live. The Mor says, Ema Dershuni Bechola Torah Kula. Ela Bochavak Vamidin Alachas Metzadik Bemunosa Yichya. There's two Nakunas to the Chorah that the Mor has a Habamina. The Mor says, point of the Habamina where we say Dershuni Vichyu, that Kol Torah Kula can be reduced to one point. The same way the Mor means. It means you have to do all the mitzvahs. That a person is typhus onto one midah, typhus onto one focus on one point, he has a way to connect to Kol Torah Kula. He has the same way. Even we talk about Tayag Mitzvahs. The Gra says the Goyin's brother Malos Atar brings to his brother the Gra. He says, "What do you mean there's Tayag Mitzvahs? There's every single pasuk of the Torah teaches us something. Every pasuk of the Torah is a mitzvah. It means there are 613." Basic points, or 613 branches, and then on the branches there are leaves. When you hold on to the branch, you hold on to the leaves also. You move closer to the trunk. Eventually you have one thing, but that's the trunk, and that, when you hold on to that, you're holding on to everything. The verse says, what is that? The means of Jerisha. The verse says, well, Jerisha can mean that you do every single one of the mitzvahs. It's not, I don't know that's the trunk. So the verse says, both Pesukim the Gemara brings have in common the kud of chiyus. Dershuni v'chyu, tzadik bebonosu yichya. The conversation in the Gemara before wasn't chiyus. The point of the Gemara wasn't that there's tariq mitzvahs that give you chiyus. The point of the word, there's 630 commandments from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. 613 things the Baruch Hu wants us to do. When the word gets down to the final point, that there's one, the trunk, you're holding on to, not to the branches, and not to the leaves, and not to the big branches, and the small branches, you're holding on to the trunk of the tree. If you hold on to this, you have everything. And what the Gemara says, you're going to find chiyus. You're going to find that the person has, it's the kayak of chayim. And the Gemara says the Karech of Chayim, the Gemara has a step to say, is there Shuni Vichyu? Every drasha, which we talk about during the Sesame Chubus, so you start off with Dirshu Hashem Bimotzai Kerubi Yosei Korev. Chazal Darshan, that's referring to this Eilu Sar Yamim Shemein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But if you look at the Targum Yedison on the Pasuk of Dirshu Hashem Bimotzai Kerubi Yosei Korev, it says, you should seek a Kadosh Baruch Hu as long B'Oich HaTen Chayin, and you should be mevakash Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Oich HaTen Kayomin. B'Himotzai and Korev is your whole lifetime. The Dirshu Hashem B'Himotzai and Karuv B'Yosei Korev doesn't mean, the Targum Yedison says, Asara Yomim Shemen Yosher Shem Le'Mek Yipur. It means every single moment of Chiyus is a moment where a Christian is supposed to use for Drish. The only Shal Gemara is, can I say that Jerisha is its own freestanding Metzius? And that's all I have to focus on is just Jerisha, and that gives me it? Or Jerisha is a way to do every one of the Targum Mitzvahs? But either way, the Gemara is saying that the Karech of Chiyus that the human being has is through the Karech of Jerisha. It would almost be to say that the Gemara says in Baba Kama that when the Gemara wants to touch up the Adam, the Gemara says the Adam Amazik, the Gemara says Adam Amazik is Mavet. He's seeking something. And it seems of a person that he's looking for something. The Chiyus in a human being is that I'm not sitting still. I'm looking towards something. I'm going somewhere. There's movement in the person. There's a tenua. Now that might be, if it's used improperly, it ends up being Adam Hamazik. It's a dangerous thing, because the most powerful thing in the world, when it's used properly, can create tremendous things. A laser is the most powerful light. It can be destructive or it can be constructive. The more concentrated something is, the more powerful it is. But again, the potential for danger is there that much more. Tshuva is the process of a person moving to something. I'm returning to something. I'm going somewhere. Tshuva is the person is seeking something. What is he seeking? What is he moving? What is he doing? The Gemara, Amos is telling us that the process of Drisha itself is the process of it's the process of Chayim. The fears of the human being is when he's moving towards something, he's seeking something, understands where he is doesn't make sense. Where he is not the place where he wants to be. He wants to find something greater. The Mishnah says that a person is Tshuva and Masim Tavim are the bridge which allows us to connect to something, and Tshuva is the process of connecting to something. Tshuva is whereas Masim Tavim are the Hechatimsa, Tshuva is the Metzius itself. The human being connects to the Bari Olam. We're starting now, like Rabbi Shira said before, we're starting now a process, the Tfilas of Slichas, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, eventually the days of Sukkot and Simchas Torah. We're starting a process and we're moving towards the world of Ne'ilah. We're going to stand by Ne'ilah, and we're going to stand in our own personal Shemoneh Esrei, and we're going to say, this is the last moments of Yom Kippur. Last moments where there's the Zman of the Gemara of the Chasim. And we're going to say the Psukim, mostly out of Yecheskel. The first one says, I don't want Misa. I want Chayim. I want a human being. I want Chayim for the human being. We're not talking about physical life and physical death. That's not what the Rosh Hashanah is talking about. What he wants for Klal Yisrael, what he wants for each one of us, is that we should be in motion, we should be moving, we should be connecting, we should be going forward. We shouldn't be stagnating. The Rosh Hashanah says, I want, and that's the process of tshuva. Tshuva and chiyus are not two things. That's what chiyus is. Chiyus is that movement of a human being towards a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's life. That's what a human being does. He's always looking for something. He's always moving. He's always, what is he looking for? What is he moving to? If he's moving to the world of chiyus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chiyus which is netzach, then he's with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more you move to it, you're in the motion towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah says that tshuva masim tovim can connect you to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And olam haba, you're with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're there. And always the process of getting there has no limits, because you can go as far as you want. And that's greater than olam haba, when you're there already, and whatever you have. The process of the movement towards something is greater than the when you finally get there. The Sfasema says this, Lakuda. He says that hachana, when we do a mitzvah, we're limited. Our mitzvahs are not perfect. We don't do the mitzvahs perfectly. We have limitations when we do them. But the desire that we have, which is expressed through the process of the being mechin and the preparation and the movement towards it, that can be limitless. Because what we want and what we go for is the stars. What we reach is less than that. And where we want to go, is there's no limits how far a person can want to go. So the tshuva and the maisim tovim are the process of human being going all the way back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to the Kisei HaKavod. Ad Hashem Elokecha. When the Rambam brings the mitzvah of tshuva, vidui, so he speaks about the fact that vidui is lifnei Hashem. When we talk about tshuva is ad Hashem Elokecha. The Kohen Gadol is going to go in Yom Kippur, he's going to go into lifnei v'lifnim. That's all the Kohen Gadol goes as the shliach for Klal Yisrael. But he's doing what we're doing. He's doing what we're doing at that moment of that last moment of Ne'ilah. We're walking into Lifnai v'Lifnim. We're all moving to that moment of being mamish, standing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else in the Bria but a Kadosh Baruch Hu and our connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all there is, and that's Chiyus. That's the source of Chayim for a year. That's the source of a Chayim for a lifetime. That's the source of a Chayim for eternity. And the process we're starting tonight. Tshuva, Azivas Achetz, Charata, Vidui. The Rebbeinu Yonah says that the process of Tshuva, the Ikra for a person who is ruggled in something, is doing it again and again. The first step is Yazav Rosh Hadarkei. Stop doing it. He says the next step is Charata. Once you've stopped, you can look back and say, what did I do? Kirav Amar Ozva is Hashem. How bitter was it that I wasn't with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Look where I am now. How sad it was that I wasn't there before. And then he has the next ikr is Yogai. You have Azivas Achetz, you have Charata, and then you have Yogai. He says, you feel bad. He says, but it's not Ein Adoyim of the person who lost some money and he feels bad to a person who's Yotze Nokim in the Chasav. He lost his whole fortune. Millions and millions of dollars went down the drain. It's gone. He doesn't know where to live with himself. He doesn't know what to do with himself. He doesn't know where to put himself. A person tastes a moment of Olam Haba. He tastes one moment of Olam Haba. He says to himself, what was I doing all the time when I wasn't tasting Olam Haba? What was I wasting my time? What was I thinking? He says, he doesn't know what to do with himself. He doesn't know where to put himself. He has no bed he can hold himself in. It's Rav Amar. Rav Chaim Volozhin says that every time we do an aver, we create tumah. We create a hefsek. How do you clean away that tumah? How do you clean away all that tumah that's on the neshama? That hefsek that you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says, the Zivah Zechet is the first process of tshuva. Where the person who sits and he cries, the Marir is Halev, what did I do? How did I do such a thing? That is those tears and that pain is the kli which you use to wash away the tzoya of the tumah. So it's not enough that we correct ourselves. That's the first step. And for us, because we are not where we're supposed to be, and because our first step is you got to correct. You can't discuss charata until you correct yourself. But the Rebbe Yonah says that Moedav Oisev Yerucha, Oisev is the Zivas Hachet, and Moedav means Vidui, and Vidui by definition means Charata. You can't come and say, I'm sorry, until you really feel bad about it. You walk over to say, you babbled somebody. I feel bad that I did it. And you don't really mean it. He's not going to Moedav you. The process of vidui that I come and it has to be an expression of the pain that I did something wrong and I feel bad about it. So vidui is karlo charata. Without a charata, it's not a vidui. We're going to stand tonight and say vidui. Vidui is, the Rambam says, that you stand lifnei Hashem. When the person stands lifnei Hashem and he tastes what that flavor is to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The person stands in a Shemoneh Esrei. Vidui has to be said in Shemoneh Esrei, because Shemoneh Esrei is an act of amida lifnei Hashem. Vidui has to be said at that moment that you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. At that moment, you say, "What did I do?" Anachnu v'abeseinu chatanu ashamnu. We blew it. We made ourselves desolate. We're begging in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. What were we thinking? It's ridiculous. That's what life is for. If a person can be touched into that, it's just like he was yotzei nakim in a chasav. I took a year and I didn't use it the way I want to. I look back to where it was a year ago. The night of Slichus, Tavshanayin Aleph. And now I'm in the night of Slichus, Tavshanayin Beis. Am I happy with that year? Did I accomplish what I wanted to accomplish? There's so much I could have done. There's so much I could have been. And when I did it, and I was working well, and I was so happy. I felt so mekusher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I felt the chiyus of what it means to be a Ben Yisrael. I felt what the chiyus means to be the Am HaNivcher. I saw what it means. It means that I belong. I'm a Ben Olam Haba. I'm a Masa Yodel Hispoyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the moments that I used it properly, I had such a chiyus. I was alive. I was moving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the source of chiyus of the Briya. The source of chiyus of everything. I'm alive, human being. And then I didn't. The days, the hours, the weeks, they added up to weeks and months of time that I didn't use properly. Forget about that. I used it wrong. I used it for Ra. I didn't use it for Toiv. The person of Avatim in the Torah Shalom, the Tzarech. What's greater in the world than Torah? What's greater in the world than a chance to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Tefillah? What's better? What tastes better? Nothing tastes better than that. So I could have been eating chocolate cake and I'm eating dry crackers. I'm a stupid idiot. I could have been even sitting at a banquet and I'm getting scraps from the restaurants behind the doors. You have the ticket to the restaurant, to the most kosher restaurant. What are you doing? But the scraps taste good, so let's stay with the scraps. It's hard to change. I'm used to the scraps in the back. So the guy spilled that piece of cup. He's missing something. What are you thinking? the minutes, the hours, the days. Tav Shanayin Aleph, Tav Shanayin Beis. What's going to be a Tav Shanayin Gimel? But where am I going to stand in a year from now? Tav Shanayin Gimel, say, you know what? I'm proud of how I used my year. And Rashi was proud of how I used my year. Rosh Hashanah is a powerful moment. We're Ira Lefanov. Rosh says, I'm calling you in. I want to see you. Let's have a talk. Let's see how you did for the year. This is a review. This is a review of your year. This is a review of your life. A review can be a wonderful moment because it's scary, overwhelmingly scary. And you don't know how you're going to do. But you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to him. He didn't call the other guy in for review because he's not important. You're important. You have so much you could do. You have so much you could accomplish. The Chiyas of Olam Haba doesn't compare to the Chiyas of Tshuva. What's Olam Haba? What's so good about the Chiyas of Olam Haba? It's forever. That's true. But why is it forever? It's not in the kud of kamus, it's in the kud of echus. It's a chayim which is so high that it doesn't end. There's nothing which can stop it. There's not, that life is so powerful that nothing can end it. That's what chayim, it's why it's netzach. It's not because Hashem gave you a lot of it. It's so much, it's so strong that nothing can stop it. And tshuva is more powerful than that. The Hebrew of a human being, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is more powerful than that most powerful life, which can be Netzach Netzachim. The key, the strength that it has, human beings, that I can change, is so powerful that there's nothing can compare to it. Mikol Kayer Lamabor, they say over from Desta brings from Nachum Zev. He makes a chesed on what Kol Chayei Olam Hazeh is. A curse Ruach of Olam Haba. The curse Ruach of Olam Haba is greater than Kol Chayei Olam Hazeh. Imagine all of the pleasure that you have for a minute, for an hour, for a day, for a lifetime. Imagine all of that and put it into one moment. All of your happiness, all of your pleasure in one moment. And not just you, but the person next to you. The whole yeshiva, the whole country, the whole world for a generation. That's not called Kol Chayei Olam Hazeh. It means every single moment of pleasure from Itchilas Abriya Ad Soifai, the billions and billions and billions of people who walk the face of the earth, all of their happiness and all of their pleasure into one moment. And Olam Haba is greater than that. So what's Kol Chayei Olam Haba? What is it? We have no way to measure, to imagine such a thing. And Zaktim Tana, that one Shoah of Tshuva is greater than that. That's the Chiyas of Tshuva. That's the Chiyas of human being connecting. Revolva has a fascinating aura. We would think the parsha of Aseres Adibris, you know, different names, different parshas. So some people are going to get their name on a parsha. If we want to put a name of a person on the parsha of Aseres Adibris, we put Moshe Rabbeinu on that name, on that parsha. That's what we put on the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the parsha, it'd be a parsha B'Shalach, parsha Moshe, would be the next parsha. The parsha is Yisro. It says, Yisro was a person who sought. He's a person who looked. He's a person who came and he's seeking something. The Chazal being Meram is that the Maimon of Kol Torah Kula, that which can give you the Koyach and Torah, in mitzvahs, in chiyus, is Drisha. You want something. Fan the flames of your desire. That's chai. Pesach es yudechu masbir l'chol chai. Rotzayim. Take that koyach of rotzayim and turn it into drisha. I want something. Do it. If you want to do tshuva, you want to make a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah is don't be sleepy. Then take all the things you want to do and do them. You have a list of all the things I wish I did, all the things I wish I was doing, and all my plans, and all my cheshbonos, and all my everything. And don't leave them as plans. Turn them into drisha. They're shuni. If you're going to go after it, v'chiyu, you'll live. If you want them, the road to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. Of all things I wish I had done, I wanted to do, what I planned to do, and I dreamt about doing, and one of these days I'm going to do, and I promised I'm going to do, and all those things I didn't do. Translate all those things inside of yourself, all those desires, all that rotzen, the rotzen of a chai, and turn it into reality. That's tshuva. That's the process of tshuva. The truth is, you can do that even with one step, you did it. You don't have to do it all at once. But that as soon as you make that step of saying, I'm going to translate into Lamaisa, and I translate one thing into Lamaisa, I'm a Dorish. And that Bershom says, Dishom shall be Motzai. You have a whole lifetime to do it. As long as you're living, just keep going. Don't look back. Don't rest on your laurels. Just keep going forward. And then a person can come to the madrega of a tzaddik, bemunosai. The person who's done this, been emunus, he's stuck to it. That their shuni v'chiyu was translated into that the person was committed. He's a nemon. He's a maimon, but he's a nemon. You can rely on him to get it done. Yichya, he's alive. And, you know, you think about this, and it's a nice trust. You look around the people, and this is how we perceive the world. This is how we perceive people. This is how we perceive people around us. There's the people which say, the guy's alive. He's doing, he's accomplishing, he's moving. He's alive. And you see, he's happy and he's accomplishing, and merely averis don't affect him because he's in a growth mode. See, he's not involved in averis. Kadosh Baruch Hu is really. It's all the difference is the world of moving forward, drisha, chiyus, shuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, chayim nitzchiim, chayim haba, all the way, ad shuv yourself. Ad, we should be zoicha to get to that moment. We all stand at the moment of Yom Kippur, lifnai v'lifnim, the moment of Ne'ilah. Ad, we're standing. Hashem alakecha, Hashem shemakabel our tshuva beratz and bez Hashem.